Lee, how's pre-season tracking?
Really good. We've got a lot of young kids out in the group. They're really enthusiastic, and it sort of helps the boys that have been around a bit longer. You get that enthusiasm coming through, and everyone's really bubbling and popping and really excited about the year and getting through the Christmas and then coming back afterwards and really looking forward to what we can achieve.
So it's pre-season 5 or 6 for you, I dare say?
7.
7? Does it get any easier?
Definitely not. Every year they come up with new challenges and new ways to make it harder for you and also keep it interesting. You don't want the same thing every year, which is really good. So training changes every year, and that's a good thing. I think every year you want to find a new way to challenge yourself.
So you mentioned those young guys out on the track. You're obviously in the leadership group. What role do you then take to sort of induct them into the club and make them feel welcome?
Yeah, certainly that's something leadership really looks at every year, and how we can fast track those players coming in, not only to make them feel welcome and feel part of the team, but also to get the best out of them and really accelerate their really development and to becoming an AFL player. And with such a large group of young players, we want them coming along fast, and part of that is living with players. You know, players like Nathan Fyfe and Cam Sutcliffe have taken young players in, and that's really a big step in their development, and seeing how some pros really do it.
At your time in the club, 12 new recruits in the 1 year. Is that the most that you've ever seen come into the
club? Yeah, that's a big number coming in, and you can certainly feel it out in the track. It's almost a quarter of our list, really, when you look at it, coming in as a first-year player, and they're really hungry and eager to learn. We've got some really talented players, but talent counts for nothing. It's all about when you get in the door, how hard you work, and we're seeing some boys do put in some hard work already at this early stage, which is a good sign.
Obviously, you came to the club as a mature age recruit. Do you take an interest in those guys? We've had a few come in that are a little bit older.
Yeah, certainly. You see the maturity of those players, and they've had a little bit of life experience outside of footy, and they're a bit grounded, a bit more understanding of how privileged you are to be in an AFL system, which is really good. And those boys are really keen to put their foot forward, and they've had a few setbacks along the way, which is also good. Overcoming adversity is a big part of AFL, and you know, everything goes your way. So they've had some life experience around that, and really keen to work with them and really help them get the best out of themselves, because they're really keen to be elite AFL footballers.
And your 2017 season, obviously it was a little bit interrupted at the end due to injury. How did you rate your season, and how's your body feeling now?
Yeah, up until I got injured, you know, I felt my body felt really good, and then I sort of had a bit of a niggle with my knee, and then all of a sudden, you know, you hurt your calf. So those things sort of all play into each other, but I feel like really confident in my body, and I'm moving really well, and really hopeful and optimistic that I can have an uninterrupted 2018 and really aim to play every game.
And what do you work on for 2018?
2018? I think the big thing is going to be leadership and working with those young kids and sort of helping fast track their football and their development. They're such a big part of our club. And I really enjoyed doing that over the last 2 years, to be honest. 2016 and 17 sort of been a change in how I see leadership. So it's really been a nice learning curve. And I'm doing a level 2 coaching course and helping out with the women's team. So that's also sort of coming into my training as well, on how to teach and how to help grow young people.
Have you had a particular person, leader or leader, during your time at the club that sort of has been a really big influence on you and helped you sort of want to go down that leadership road?
Yeah, when Brett Kirk was a coach here, I think he really had a big impact on me and the way he went about it, and just how his big thing was do the basics well, and he taught you little crafts and little tips and little things like that that you don't really understand or see. Some of the times you just think bigger picture stuff and you think, oh, I want to play really well or do this, but if you focus on the little things and little techniques that make your game better and really harness those and really that discipline side of it. Kirky was a big influence on me, and that self-discipline side of it and the ability to do the hard things always comes out in the end. So,
and you spoke about your involvement with AFLW. How are you finding that?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. It's been challenging because it's sort of a new experience for me. There's some other players doing it with me as well. There's Dave Mundy, Michael Johnson, Lachie Neal, Daniel Pearce, and obviously Brady Gray's there doing it again. So there's a few boys out there and get to have a laugh, had a bit of fun. But the girls are really good. They're really intense, and they're warm up, they're flat out. The way they hit the bags, I reckon I've almost hurt my shoulder a couple of times holding the bags for them. So they hit the bags harder than us, to be honest, in the warm up.
You mentioned Brady Gray's, obviously it's his second season with the women's team. He's obviously a younger player at the club. How impressed are you by his leadership that he shows during those AFLW sessions?
Yeah, he's a natural coach. I think he's doing it again this year, obviously, but he's like a duck to water with it. He goes in, he sort of runs the drills well. The girls really respect him, really respond to him, and he's really good at giving feedback and teaching younger players. So that's something I'm learning from Brady as well.
And Christmas is coming up. You have a bit of a break, bit of time off before you have to come back. What do you have planned?
Nothing much. My mum's going to come over and visit, so I spend a bit of time with my mum and do a few things and really just enjoy your young daughter. So she's up and moving now. She's walking around, so she'll be grabbing the tree and trying to pull it down. So just policing that, really.